Mehran. First of all, Gemara says in Brachos, "Ein umdim dispalel el mitoch kovid rosh." That a person can only begin to daven mitoch kovid rosh, out of a state of kovid rosh. Rashi says the idea of kovid rosh is hachna, humility, right? The active tefillah though is an act of avodah shel lev. So on the one hand, one can only daven from within a stance of kovod rosh. The Kuk describes it as being commitment to the fact that the heart will follow the directives, the direction of the seichel, the truths of the mind. That being the case, so that means that, in other words, now we're coming to have the mind take the place of the heart. Rather, the backdrop upon which we engage in our avodah shel lev, which is the watershed event, right? The watershed event for defining our relationship with Hashem. It is the klaf, it's the parchment upon which we write our entire internal world of Amunos Videos. That act of tefillah requires, on the one hand, a prologue of kovod rosh, of a commitment that the truths of the mind will guide us, will be at the helm, and then we engage in avodah shel lev. Avodah shel lev is all tachanunim, bakasha, supplication, requesting, right, all different types of levels, and it's meant to be heartfelt, it's meant to be emotional, but it has to be on the backdrop of Ein Omdim Nispalel Ela Mitoch Kovod Rosh. So as we enter into this topic, just learning on the way here on the bus, the Gemara in Yuma, that talks about that when Klal Yisrael was in the base of the Mikdash, one of the nisim in the base of the Mikdash was Omdim Tzufim Mishachavim Ravachim. Omdim Tzufim, Rashi explains over there, that they were so packed and tightly packed, that you couldn't move and your feet weren't touching the ground. I don't know if I mentioned to you where he bought several years ago, or when we got Kabina to where, and I said I never felt that close to dying. When I was inside the tzion, I said, I can't breathe. Shemirachi. Omdin tzufim meshtachavim revokim. The Azara was filled with so many Jews that they even went around the back of the Kodesh Kodoshim, the space between the Kodesh Kodoshim and the wall of the Azara. Right? There's a space there. The entire area, right, was packed. And when it came to be Mishtachaveh, right, so Rashi teaches us, when you're Mishtachaveh, you have to be standing to the east of the Hekal. So everybody was able to return to the east of the Hekal and to be Meshtachave on the Ritzvah and have plenty of space. Everybody would have Dalet Amos so that no one would hear the vidui, right? The confession that one person would say. No one should hear the other person's averus. So surely this event will be the contrast to when the Mikdash is built. And surely this event is an azifa, it's a slap. There's no way to describe it. Huttner used to say that some people think that there are all different types of midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And some people suggest that one of the midos that we're meant to adopt for ourselves is not applicable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called Yira. But Huttner said that's not true. There's Yira also in Shemayim. And the idea of Yira, we've spoken about it before, is that Ava is Hitpashtut, spreading out, encompassing, embracing, bringing things together, coming closer. And Yira is retraction. Right? Retraction. Distance. You can't penetrate because the distance is too far. The distance is too far. So we're entering into the world of Yira. And in the world of Yira, you can't wrap your head around it. A hug, a kiss, right? A kindness. So that you feel its warmth. But here, when the first Baruch Hu, right? Retracts. Contracts. It's a world of Yira. And you can't penetrate it. That has to be our gisha. First step is there are the truths of the mind. And then there is the world of the heart. In the mind, it's like the Kodesh Kodashim. Everything has to remain holy. In the Kodesh Kodashim, Gemara says also, today's Gemara, Yuma, Eina Aron Min Amida. If you added up the dimensions of the Aron, and the dimensions allocated on either side of the Aron, the size of the Kodesh Kodashim, it wasn't possible. Because the Kodesh Kodashim was 20 amas wide. The Aron had 10 amas on either side. Where's the place for the Aron? There's no place for the Aron. Eina Aron min hamida. The Aron, even though it was built with physical measurements, the Aron was not min hamida. It didn't take up space. That's an impossibility. That's a reality. When Yaakov Avinu came to the Makom Mikdash, he says, Man Nora HaMakom Hazeh. Nora, the Mefarshim points out, and Abache points out, Nora is Osios Aron. Man Nora, how awesome is this place? Nora. You can't wrap your head around it. It can't be. It can't be, but it is. Accept it for what it is. Accept it for what it is. You can't understand it. How can something be in the physical world and not take up any space? Plus it says, Noro Elokim Mikdashecha. Your Noros was seen from the Mikdash. Orom. Ina Orom and Amida. We learned beginning to Shemon Esrei. We said that Nora, right, is now fulfilled without an Aron to the survival of the Jewish people. It can't be. How can the Jewish people survive? How can we be sitting here, right, in an air-conditioned room, right, and learning Torah together? And 70 years ago, they were still trying to bury all the bodies. Take the bones out of the crematoria. Find what to do with all the ash. It can't be, but it is. But from that very same pasuk of Noro Elokim Mimikdashecha, we also learn Noro Elokim Mimikudashecha. And Hashem has a din with, and that's the case of Nadav Avihu. That's the pasuk. Noro Elokim Mimikdashecha Al Tikra Mimikudashecha Mikdashecha El Mikudashecha. The Krovaya Kadesh Bin Kuravaya Kadesh. See, if this were one person, right? We can clear him, as they say in Yiddish. Declare. We don't know. So many people all coming, what do you call it, to one place, right? The Ovid Hashem. It's not like a barbecue exploded, right? Brothers, sets of brothers. Fathers of big children, fathers of big families, Bachrim. So that Nora is in the form of the Aron, that Nora is in the form of the survival of the Jewish people. It can't be. Hashem does dinim with tzaddikim. It's Nora. It's that world of Europe. You can't penetrate it. You can't wrap your head around it. That's the backdrop. That is the event, the canvas upon which this awesome event has taken place. At the same time, we know Chazal teach us in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mishnah Sanhedrin, when an Adam be Yisrael is Betzar, one person. There, it's talking about even a Russian, one Russia. Right, who's executed for his crime. So the Mishnah says that that person's death, that person's pain, that person's situation generates ma shchina omeris, ma loshon shchina omeris. What is the terminology the Shchina uses? Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. My head is weak. My arm is weak. What does that mean? The Marsha says that the head and the arm are the place of tefillin. And we know that just like we wear tefillin, Moran Brachas teaches Hashem wears tefillin. And those tefillin, the tefillin of the Borei Olam, have in them sukim. Speak about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Meshech Chochma says that in the Tefillin Shel Yad, all the parshas of Tefillin are written together on one long scroll. The Tefillin Shel Yad, one box. In the box is one box. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is divided up into four boxes. On the outside, you see the lines. On the inside, there are four separate boxes. And Meshech Chochma says that Tefillin Shel Yad represents Hashem's love for the Jewish people. He loves all the Jewish people equally. every single Jew. The Shulchan Aruch is divided. There's hashgacha. Depends where you're holding. People have different levels. That's what the Meshach Chachma says on Tefillah. Tefillah of Hashem. Love of all the Jewish people equally. Hashgacha depends on the Madrega. Right, happened before. Just like when we take the Dalav Minim on Sukkos. There's Esrog, there's Elulim, there's Hadassim, there's Arabos, each representing different types of Jews, different levels of connection to Torah and Mitzvos. Different. Kalani Mizroi, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi. Shina says, this has been weakened. They were talking about one Russia who was executed. How much more so does the Shina cry? That it has to be this way. It has to be this way. If there were another way, it wouldn't have been this way. But it had to be this way. Why? Don't know. We're entering the world of Europe. Can't get through. The answer's hard to find. It had to be this way. The Kavaya Kadesh. Shina's in pain. And we're in pain. And we're confused. How many, a week ago we talked about Ritzeh. Shmon Esrei. According to the Nusach, Shavas of Odal is Vir Beisecha. Period. Yishe Yisrael is Tzvasam Be'avot Kabel Bratzon. What do Yishe Yisrael in that reading would say? It's brought to Medrash, says, Tosis brings it Nachos, and Choyal is Makriv, and Neshamos of Tzadikim, Amon is Be'ach. Shemayim. Another Medrash says that he's makriv, kvasim shalesh, sheep of fire. The Gra says, based upon the Sefer Rokeach, that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, so the avoda of Klal Yisrael, generated these Kvasim Shalesh, that Mikhail was Makriv on the Mizbeach and Shemayim. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, so there's nothing to replicate that Kedusha of Tara, except for Shamas of Tzadikim and the Shamas of Tinoko Shalo Kvatu. Ishe Yisrael. Ishe Yisrael. Flames of Israel, or the personages of Israel. The Shechin is with Tsar. You say, Shechin is with Tsar, so why do it? Okay. Why do it? So you know, you're the Shemuel, you know, everybody, you know, as a God parent. Sometimes you have to give an onish. The onish is necessary. For whatever reason, it's necessary. Otherwise, you're ruining a child. You don't give an onish. because I'll say that both Avshalom and Adoniyahu, both of them rebelled against David, right? Avshalom killed his father. Right? Adoniyahu, not quite as bad, but also was a form of rebellion. Both had one thing in common. No one had ever said to them no. No one had ever said to them no. The father enjoyed giving an onus to a child, and he has to give that onus in order to help the child. And we're talking here not, we don't believe that the world ends here in Olam Hazeh. If it ended Olam Hazeh, so then what is to say? How are you helping me by taking away all of my Olam Hazeh? But we're talking about eternity. Again, how? Why? It's a world of Euro. You can't penetrate it. There's no warm embrace. It's silent. It's silent. All this is headwork, right? All this is, you know, how I arrange it in my head. Said before that ain't omdin follow me to kovid rosh. You can't be nigash, you can't approach this topic until we have straight what's the divrei Torah that's there. But if we were to say, okay, fine. That's it. Gamz Batova. I heard a shiur on it, maybe many shiurim on it, right? Yeah, it's all understandable. Shinas Batzar, right? Shinas Batzar, Basakur Batzar, it's necessary. This concept of Nora, Aaron is Osios Nora, Sarah the Jewish people is Nora. Nora li mikdashecha, tikva mikdashecha, mikudashecha. The meat of Nora is revealed through awesome dinim coming upon the tzaddikim. I'll wait for the pain to go away, and I'll file the shear, you know, someplace else. That's so cheap. That is so cheap. That is so superficial. It's such a sheker. So God forbid this would happen to us. It would be enough to hear shiurim. The pain, it's a pain. It lasts forever. It abates. It's a zero. After a year, it abates. So even if the wound is not open after a year, the scar remains. How can it not? So we have to once again stand at that wall of pain. And not just say words of truth. Not just words of truth, but what do we do with all the feeling? Where is the feeling? It should be there. What should we do with it? So Medrash says, the two people are cursed the day they were born. Eov and Yirmiyahu. Eov cursed the day that he was born. Why? Because he couldn't make any sense of the world that he was living in. Yod was Ish Tam Yashar, right? Yirel Kim Besar Meira. He was an exquisite spiritual being. And then everything fell apart for him. And as long as he could make some sense out of it, he accepted it. But when he could no longer make sense out of it, then he began to consider alternate possibilities, Chalila. Like maybe Hashem is not running the world. He wouldn't deny that Hashem created the world. Wasn't crazy. But he's not running the world. He put the world into the hands of a dumb blind system called the system of the stars. And he says, what do I need this for? What do I need this for? Better I should have been stillborn. And then I would have found peace. Sham yanucho yegiei koach. Right? Sham yanucho yegiei koach. There rest all those who are weary. Like we say in Zmiris and Shabbos. Yonah matzav olonach, sham yanucho yegiei koach. Yonah, the Akedah Yitzchak teaches us that the soul, yanucho yegiei koach, is we rest from the trial, the tribulation, the turmoil of the week, but rest on Shabbos with Hashem. Our soul, right, touches the system of Shabbos. Ah, Sham Yanuchu Yegiei Koach. But the irony of ironies is in Eov's word when he says Sham Yanuchu Yegiei Koach, saying, oh, you're dead. I'd be in the grave. Because all those who, others who have died, the rich, the wealthy, the powerful, the impotent, well, they're all there. Those who live long lives and those who are born still, they're all there. Sham yanuchi yekos, bitter words. Eventually he comes around to you. But that's what he entertains. The pain of his heart. Why would Hashem do this to me? Why would he abandon me? Why would he afflict me? And because he didn't have, right, the answers that we learned from Sefer Yov. He couldn't hold on, or at least he considered not holding on. Let's put it that way. He considered not holding on. And so, he says Hashem's running the world. Yirmiyahu also cursed the day that he was born. Says the Medrash, what is Yirmiyahu compared to? Compared to a kohen. It was a kohen. Compared to a kohen who has been summoned to do the sota ceremony on a woman suspected with heavy grounds to support it of infidelity. And all the events there prior to the kohen actually giving her the mind ma'orari, which will ascertain to one degree or another whether she's telling the truth that she's guiltless or Chalila is actually guilty of adultery. And the kohen is averting his eyes, he doesn't want to see her. Right? He's going through the motions, he's doing it, that's the tzivui, that's his chiyuv, he's the kohen, he's the one who has to be in charge. He doesn't look up at her, he doesn't see her, he doesn't know if he's seen anything after the tzanua, right? And at one moment he lifts his eyes up and he sees he's standing in front of his mother. And he curses the day that he was born, that he should be in a situation like this. Curses the day that he was born, that he should have to bring such shame upon the place that he came from, the womb that he came from in this world. Ramban says that Yirmiyahu, when he curses the day he was born, he's not coming to say, you know, it's not fair, and I don't believe, and this can't be real, this can't be right, this can't be, you know, Van says that Eo was Krishna, he was born, is how hard it is, Hashem, for me to connect like this. How long will you continue to be Mandiyag? How long will you continue to be guide the world with such a Mida? I can't take it. I can't take it with Bomashal. I have no questions on your Ne'amonus. We learned also in Dominic, Hashem is wrote for Ne'amon Barachim. I have no doubts that you're Ne'amon. I just can't take the pain. It's so hard for me to connect like this. How much longer like this, Hashem? It's impossible to connect like this. They both cursed the day they was born. They both wished they'd never been born. The one was drawing conclusions in the mind, and the other one is saying, I have no questions here, but my heart is bursting. My heart is bursting, I can't take it. How much longer will it be like this? It's so hard for me to connect like this. That's a combination of the two systems. And only Mispalo mitoch Kovid Rosh. That'd be clear over here. The Amunah has to be clear over here. But if there's no pain in the heart, you don't feel the difficulty and ask Hashem please to end the difficulty of connecting, right? Then we haven't made it. If we can't say Rabbona Shalom, how much longer can the Shekhinah take the Tsar? Your daughters and sons are suffering. How many tears? It makes it so hard, right? We want to desperately be connected, but it's so hard to connect like this. It's so hard. Until these two approaches, the truth of the mind and the pain of the heart as expressed in tefillah, until they intersect, we haven't touched the tip of the iceberg of avoda with regard to this. We try to avoid really thinking about this too much. Because the fact is, because it's so overwhelming, that anytime we begin to contemplate it, it makes us scared. Like, why not me? Who's to say it can't be me? They were just there, davening, singing, dancing, even with Hashem b'simcha, and the next second they were plucked from the world. And me? So it's hard, it's scary to grapple with all of this, because if we make it too real, right? And we have to have a certain degree. I mean, we're all struggling to make it, you know, real. Real. We don't want to feel heartless. We don't want to feel as though we're thick-skinned. We don't want to feel as though we're fakers, etc. But it's really hard to grapple with it because, you know, I get nervous. Why not me? God forbid. The ones that I love, God forbid. Oy. She talked about this before. Pasuk says, Tilim, Yishmoa ra lo yira. The evil tidings he will not fear. Nachon bo batuach ba'ashem. as hard as well established as the Tuchim Bashem. Shmua ro lo yira nachon libo batuach Bashem. Says the Gemara in Bracha. The pasuk can be read Mireisha l'seifa, Miseifa l'reisha. You read the pasuk from the beginning to the end. Shmua ro lo yira nachon libo batuach Hashem. Or you can read it from the end to the beginning. Nachon libo batuach Hashem. Mishmua ro lo yira. This is a quick explanation of that Gemara. The first reading, Mishmua ro lo yira, beginning to end, Nachon libo batuach Hashem, that's our chiyuv of bitachon. Evil tidings are taking place. I will not fear. Why? Because I know it has a direction. Hashem is the one who's directing it. It's not caprice. It's not chance. It's not as though the world's in the hands of the dumb blind system or the system of the stars. Hashem is directing it. Shmua ro, even when evil tidings, bitter tidings come, we will not fear Nachon libo batuach Hashem, because the heart will remain well established. That we talk about Hashem. But then, once a person has made his peace with that, he believes that, he lives that, he experiences that, then the way he needs to relate to life is Nachon libo batuach Hashem, Mishmur ro lo yira. I bitachon Hashem, I don't assume that another Shmua Ra is going to take place. I don't assume it. I don't assume it. Because if we said before that the Shekhinah is crying because the Shekhinah is like a benevolent father who loves his child and it hurts him to give him an onesh, but it's necessary because it will be to the detriment of the child if it didn't take place. How, why, what, we don't know. In the world of Europe. In the world of Europe. But we know that to be true. We're maamim that muna shleima, that's true. And you don't assume that every day the loving, same loving father who's crying tears because it was necessary to give an onesh. Because there was no manos, there was no other way around it. It had to be. Otherwise, we totally to the detriment of the child who didn't receive the onesh. We don't assume that the next day will be another onesh. If it's necessary, okay. But you don't assume that's the way it's going to be, because that's not what sets the tempo, the derech klal, the relationship between a loving parent their special child. That's not what sets the tempo. That's not what typifies it. If we want, right, whenever we were in Poland, before I left, while we say, thanks to everybody who's involved, right? And one of the thanks was always to Kadoshi Poland, to those who are buried there, because they brought us to new understandings, they brought us to new levels of feeling, they brought us to new levels of emuna, they brought us to new levels of understanding what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael, Avos Yisrael. We owe that to them. We didn't go to Poland this year. We didn't go last year. And the truth is, given this, I don't know if we have to. Because this is a microcosm, a miniature of that lesson. The world of Yira, the response of Emuna, the necessary concomitant response of tefillah, makosha, I can't, Hashem, how long will you hide yourself, how long will you make it difficult for us to connect. between a deed, try to improve what we're, I don't know. But you know what? Improve anything. If we improve in what we just talked about now, the combination of pure emunah in the mind and give expression to true feeling, to the pain and the yearning of closeness in tefillah, that's what Ilui Nishmasa. Because they brought us to it. That's what Ilui Nishmasa. And you'll say, what are they need Ilui Nishmasa? After all, I'm saying, Tzadikim, you said before, Matei Akim, Mishay Yisrael, there's no end to the level of connection. There's no end. It's infinite. So it's a gift, and don't worry, it won't be wasted. As big a tzaddikim as they might have been, and as special as they might have been to be chosen to all die together, the world is infinite. Everything is a gift. Anything that's done with Ilui Nishmasa propels us higher and higher and higher and higher. The words we say, Radichum Avelim, Ramokom, Yenachem, Eschem, Yisrael, Shar, Tzion, Yerushalayim. That is the stated, right, words, the minhag, the Ashkenaz for sure. And how a person is nothing, how he gives the person a little bit, a drop in the bucket, a microscopic drop of the ability to be able to look at the events that have transpired in perhaps a different light. That word mukko comes from the Medrash on the parsha that we talked about before in Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu said, "Man nora hamakom hazeh, ein zekim beis elokim zeh shar shamayim." The makom, mikdash, is nora, is awesome. Says the Medrash also, "Mikan the Rebbeinu is called makom. He's called makom. Makom Menachem Eschem. Makom Menachem Eschem. He's called makom." He's Makomo Shel Olam. He's the place of the world within his will. Everything transpires. And therefore, within his world, the Midah of Nora, Manora, Hamakoma says, sometimes is revealed in Eina Aram, in a Midah. Sometimes the Midah of Nora is revealed in Ech Kivsa Achas, how can one sheep survive the Shim Zevim, 70 wolves? Sometimes the rule of Nora is revealed. Noray Elohim Mikdashecha, Al Tikri Mikdashecha, Om Nikudashecha, from the Holy Ones. He's the source. He's the answer. Makom Menachem Eschem B'Sof Shavuotim Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Menachem Us. We should deserve that Tanchumim because we struggled both in our minds and our hearts to deal with this event. We didn't allow it just to not just pass by so I don't have to think about it anymore. Not to remain sad. But that we should be a fulfillment of, on the one hand, in Yom Din Nisfal Mitzvah Kovet Rosh, Mitzad Sheni, right? Basically, Avodah Shebalev is Tefillah. Tefillah and Nishmasam. We should become bigger people from it. Hashem Shav Rachmanas and all the families. Give them the capacity to cope, the capacity to continue living, the capacity to be over to Hashem, the Kedusha, the Tara, the Av, the Yira. Kadosh Baruch Hu should Omer Letzoros say no die, we shouldn't need any more examples of this to jar us awake.
Amit Hashem. Amit Hashem.
We should see them, right? We should see them. They're very amazing. Leading the way for Mashiach's coming, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and finally the fires on the Mizbeach in heaven will be Pasuk Shel Eish.